Human Rights Watch first documented isolated but unconfirmed reports of cluster bomb use by Syrian forces in July. But the campaign group says that in recent days, the number of online videos purporting to show cluster bomb strikes has increased dramatically. There have been up to 20 reported incidents over the past week, compared with 3 over the previous 18 months. First developed during World War II, cluster bombs open in mid-air and release dozens or hundreds of submunitions onto the ground. If they don't explode on impact, these bomblets can continue to kill or maim for years. The latest reported strikes, which Human Rights Watch says have taken place across Syria, appear to show Russian-made RBK-250 munitions, which contain more than 40 bomblets. In one report from a town near Aleppo, residents say they saw a helicopter drop a bomb which broke in half, releasing dozens of submunitions onto an olive grove. It's not known whether the recent reported strikes have caused civilian casualties. Syria hasn't joined the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which bans the use, stockpiling and transfer of the weapons, and has been signed by more than 100 states. But arms control campaigners are urging countries which have signed up to the treaty to put pressure on Syria to end its use of the weapons immediately.